It is another edition of the BuyFM and Petaluma Toyota Local Legend program here on BuyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined now on the line with Andrea Graham from the Heritage Hearing Center in Pembroke. So, Andrea, welcome, and how do you feel about being named a local legend?
That's really sweet. that's really sweet. I appreciate that. To be recognized, it's really fun to be recognized that it's because of my family that I do what I do, and yeah, it sort of honors my family. I really appreciate that.
So let's go back to the Heritage Hearing Center, which you are obviously at the forefront for. You know, kind of how did all that kind of come about, and did you expect it to be as much of an impact today as you thought when it first started?
No. Well, so what happened was when I was about 8 or so, my grandfather told me the story of how my great-grandfather had been walking along the tracks in Blind River. They're from Beechburg, my grandfather, my great-grandfather. And they figured what happened was that my great-grandfather thought it was the local pulling in and it was an unscheduled freight coming in. And so he was killed by the train. And I wanted to tell the engineer that it wasn't his fault for killing my great-grandfather, and I wanted to educate people about hearing impairment. So I became an audiologist, and I moved up to the valley again. And when the local hearing instrument specialist passed away in Pembroke, I started Heritage Hearing Care to be able to serve people. And, yeah, I had no idea that it was going to grow and become, yeah, part of the valley.
What would you say are some of the challenges that you faced along the way?
Oh, I don't know. The industry is always changing, and now there are chains that offer services, but we're still an independent. And I've since passed the business on to one of my employees, or who was an employee, but she's a local woman. She's an awesome audiologist. And so now we're still an independent offering services in the valley.
Okay. What does the future look like for, you know, the Heritage Hearing Center? And, you know, your staff and, I guess, the industry as a whole?
Oh, well, we're growing because the hearing aids have just gotten so much better than they ever were. So we can really make a difference for people. I call it putting the sparkle back on the lake. You know how when you look at a lake on a gray day, it's beautiful, but it ain't what it's like when it's sunny? When you get a really good fit of hearing aids, it's like putting the sparkle back on the lake, and people just take so much more joy in living. So for us, it just brings us joy to be able to do that.
Okay. When you first started out in your career, was it always your goal to obviously have like a home base here in the Ottawa Valley that you can kind of, you know, support not just our local community, but, you know, beyond?
It wasn't really a goal. I started working in Ottawa, and when the opportunity came to work at the Marion Hill Audiology Clinic, I snapped it up. It was great because I love the valley.
That's fair. And you've also been a part of a lot of cool activities around town, sponsoring, you know, festivals and things like that. Is that kind of also your kind of passion of giving back to the community?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I used to sponsor the heritage paddle at that the town put on because I had done Voyageur canoeing when I was younger. And so to be able to bring that back to the community was so awesome, too. We've got such great history here in the valley that it's really wonderful when we can reenact it and help the younger generation to understand it.
Okay. Would you happen to have any words of advice for anybody who's looking to get into a career like yours?
No, none that I can think of. If it's your interest, go for it. Like, there's so many wonderful things that people can do now in healthcare. And, yeah, just follow your heart.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really do appreciate it, and congratulations.
All right. Well, thank you so much.